Last week, a series of allegations surfaced around the Vermont National Guard, stemming from reporting by vtdigger.org. The reports outline instances where sexual harassment of women often went unpunished, a culture of heavy drinking and misuse of Guard resources. Today, Guard leaders, alongside Governor Phil Scott, held a press conference to address these allegations. VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors was there, and he joins me now. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So did Guard leaders confirm any of the allegations?
Well, they talked about, you know, that these incidents that VT Digger reported on, you know, they did happen, but they stressed that the processes in place to handle things like the sexual harassment complaints, they said that the processes they have were followed and that they feel that they adjudicated those appropriately. They did push back on the kind of the characterization of the culture that VT Digger reported on.
And to be clear, I vehemently disagree with and dispute the negative characterization of our members and our culture in recent media coverage.
That was Vermont Adjutant General Stephen Cray speaking at the press conference today. And I should note that Digger, after the press conference, they said that they stand by their reporting and kind of the way that they described that culture, and said since the series has come out, they've heard from more Guard members that sort of, you know, helps even more confirm their reporting.
This investigation found multiple allegations of sexual harassment and assault, with some alleged victims saying that their claims weren't taken seriously by the Guard. Did Guard leaders pledge to do anything differently now when it comes to reporting and investigating cases of sexual harassment or assault?
As I mentioned before, they stood by the processes they have in place and said that they have a system that they think does a good job and did a good job in all these cases that were mentioned. They did say, Stephen Cray, the Adjutant General, did say that they are going to take some steps to make kind of the process a little more transparent and to more directly involve Guard leadership in some of these cases. He also said they're going to work with the Vermont legislature to determine ways to measure these steps towards making the process more transparent.
One piece in the series also reported on the practice of the Guard delaying the discharge of some members in order to boost the Guard's numbers and therefore, in some cases, receive more federal funding. Did the Guard say anything about that practice or changing that practice?
Not really. They said no Guard leadership knowingly held anyone on the discharge list. They had said that they had discovered some inefficiencies previously and made some changes, but they didn't say anyone in the leadership knowingly held anyone on that list.
And the series also reported on a culture of excessive drinking and partying in the Guard. How did the Guard respond to those allegations?
Well, again, they say, you know, that they have a policy around drinking and alcohol consumption and that, you know, they can always make improvements to those policies, and they've done that in the past.
Well, as we mentioned before, Governor Phil Scott was at this press conference today. Does he plan any additional state oversight of the National Guard?
No, not at this time. He says that he has, you know, complete faith and confidence in the Guard, and that he feels pretty strongly that the Guard followed the correct procedures in this case, and that the way that they handled, you know, cases of sexual harassment, for example, that their processes are solid.
That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Thanks.
You bet.